hearts working in the right direction. I found a quote by J.C. Ryle on worship that I thought was really good. It says, "We must take our whole heart to the house of God and worship and hear like those who listen to the reading of a will." If you think about that, that is an interesting thought. Here we are to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are here to listen to the very words of life. If you're here today and you are a believer, you have been adopted into the King's family, and thus, with our whole hearts, we are to worship. With our complete interest, we are to listen to the words, which is his gift to his family. So let's look at Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, little s, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness. God, for your word, which, Lord, speaks truth to us, that calms our hearts, Lord, that directs our paths. For, Father, you are the faithful one. Lord, you are the one who is faithful forever. You are the one who is just. You are the one who set the prisoners free. God, you set us free. You opened our eyes. You lift us up when we were lowly. And you uphold widows and orphans. Father, we thank you so much today, Father, that we can come here and we can worship you with all of our hearts. Lord, that we can, in just a brief time, when Paul comes to preach, God, we can listen intently to your words, the very words of life. Father, I pray today that you would help our hearts to do that very thing. Lord, that we would be attentive, not distracted. That God, that we would be thinking on what your word is for us this day and this week, Lord, and not necessarily what other things we have to do or things that are on our agendas, but that God, that we would put you in a place of honor that today, that we would put you in your words, God, primary in our lives, Lord, that we might learn from you, God, that we might obey you, Father, that we might love you as our Father, as our caretaker, Lord, as the one who loved us first. Father, I pray that you would just help us today to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, as Paul comes to speak to us in a short time, I pray that you would just empower him, Father, to do that which you have called him to do today. Lord, we ask that you would be with our pastor as he is away and his wife, Kayla. Father, that you would give them much enjoyment in their time away. But Father, again, we turn to this hour, Lord, and the preaching of your word and the worshiping and song, and pray that your will be done and that you would be glorified in these things. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, that was a great quote. We are to come to him with our whole hearts.